On the show today, we have Tronson's very own Jeff Johnson. We take a deep dive into predictive analytics, and we add another level to it, predictive analytics in the cloud. So Jeff is here to give us, again, a deep dive into predictive analytics in the cloud. Really good stuff here from Jeff, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Tronson's very own Jeff Johnson. Jeff, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Well, glad to have you here, because today we're talking about one of the things that I'm super curious about and fascinated, equally fascinated, is predictive analytics and how it works and how creatives can benefit from it. But you guys are taking it to another level, predictive analytics in the cloud, so which is all the rage right now as well. So I'm going to start out, Jeff, with, can you give us kind of an overview or an elevator speech on predictive analytics in the cloud? What does that mean? What does that look like for creatives out there?
Sure. Let me share my screen. I want to share a presentation.
And
there we are. All right.
There we go.
There we are. All right. So what is predictive analytics? So predictive analytics is our team, our data science team, looking at the past and current and historical transactional data from various systems. At the credit union, we call that first person data.
Okay.
And being able to take that and run it through our algorithm in AI, machine learning, as well as data engineering, a lot of cleansing, and doing a lot of that to then predict future trends. Right now, we have models set up to, one, do classification, so we can help credit unions understand the member base. We have one for retention. We have another one for determining next best product. We also have some future things I'll talk about that we're getting ready to work on. But that's what predictive analytics is. Being able to take a look back and then be able to predict trends for the future, depending on the model.
Right.
What I have is a little graphic that kind of just quickly walks through sort of what we do. And it starts with left to right data sources where we start first with the credit union, and a lot of times want to know, well, how is the credit union involved? And specifically when we're talking about the cloud, there is a lot of the work falls on Trellis and what we've set up. What we do is we start first with the credit unions to understand the data sources that they're looking for, that depending on the model that they're looking at.
Right.
We work with the credit unions, and we, based on a model, we have input parameters that we're looking at that we build the model with. So that becomes the basis for pulling data directly from the credit union to build these models. And that was the first step. And here we're looking at, again, past and current data from various systems. It's core systems, ancillary. We pull a little bit of information from all so that we can build out our model. The next thing we do is we run through something called feature analysis, which is basically we're looking at our parameters, we're looking at what the credit union is looking for, and we basically weight features because that will affect the outcome of the model. So if credit card is an emphasis or loans are an emphasis, we'll emphasize that in the model, and that will help when the algorithms go through the data and understanding it. That kicks into machine learning. That's what we do. We use a tool called Data IQ, but essentially there's a lot of different tools out there to do that. What we're using Data IQ for is so that we can pull in the data and start working through feature analysis, which I was talking about with the model input data, bringing in the data from the credit union into the cloud, into this tool, so that we can run it through our algorithm. A lot of our algorithms are based on statistical model. Those form the basis for the algorithm. And what our team does is sets that up. We get input from the credit unions on, like I said, what's important to you? What runs your business? What are you looking for? That determines like what we do in machine learning so that we can build this so we can start teaching the model. I'll get a little bit more into the details of that. But after that, then the next step is we create a visualization. So in this case, we have dashboards that we publish on the Trellis Insights platform that's accessible by the credit union. And that's how the credit unions will interact with this information to generate output, which will be the audience for a targeted marketing campaign. And that is the emphasis here. The whole point of this machine learning is to pinpoint and be more accurate about who you're going to target for a retention campaign. You could do, we add in demographics, it's historical transactions about who already left the credit union, mm-hmm. What we see in terms of engagement, that sort of thing. So all that comes into this. We build it out, we get our dashboards, and then the last piece is building the targeted campaign.
Gotcha.
So, and that's essentially what we do. That is predictive analytics.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. And if we're done with the graphic, yeah, feel free to come back on the screen when you're done with the graphic so we can,
sure. So
we can see you again. And yeah. So what's the advantage of having this in the cloud? Cause we've all heard about predictive analytics, how fantastic it, I mean, you just displayed it right there, how cool it is and how it can benefit credit unions. So what does it mean to have it in the cloud though? That seems to me another really cool step that credit unions can really take advantage of.
So what that does is it expedites the data journey into predictive analytics because the credit unions don't have to build up the infrastructure, don't have to create the rules and the algorithms. That's done.
Yeah.
So essentially what it does for the credit union is it allows them to simply think about what sort of campaigns you want to run based on the models that we have and what we've got in store for the future. What direction are they looking for in terms of these targeted campaigns?
Mm-hmm.
So the going to the cloud lets them concentrate on that and not about things like setting up a SQL Server database and all the servers to basically build out the PI dashboards the PA dashboards and all that. So all that falls on Trellence. What we look for is give us the data and let's talk through what's important to you so that we can build out the algorithms. Let's generate some models, let's get mm-hmm. a dashboard and let's review it together, figure out what we've got, how we can improve upon that. And then essentially we go until we feel good about the data. It's like a regular software release. We're going to go from development to QA or UAT, then into production. All along the way, we're looking at cleansing the data. Having good data is very important. Oh, yeah. So even as we initially bring the data in, we're doing some cleansing. We're looking, mm-hmm. we're asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
But as we feed it to the model and start training these models, we'll have more questions. And there's all sorts of strategies that we can use in terms of data science to fill in the gaps. So there are times when there may be missing gaps of data that are important in order to build the model out. We can build in and fill in the input to then drive the output and then let the model see that and then start filling in the rest.
Yep.
So the advantages are those sort of data science techniques is what we're doing to build up this data. So you don't have to understand all of that
right.
information. What you can focus on is I'm looking to retain my customers and I want to run a targeted campaign that's X amount of dollars. And that's what I want these models to provide to me. That's like one example.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and I'm getting that it allows you to really focus on what's important here instead of like the hardware headaches and things like that, that might hold some people back. So yeah.
And just the data in general, like I said, when you're talking about large amounts of data that are mm-hmm. coming,
yeah.
we're pulling anywhere from 18 months to 36 months, depending on the model.
That's a lot of information
to translate and work through.
Yeah.
The headache of going through that and identifying, you know, bad data that we need to cleanse, that falls on us, but we bring it back to credit unions so we can make sure we're not making decisions in a vacuum. This is a collaborative effort.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And so having said that though, I mean, how does a credit union leverage this type of analytics, especially in the cloud effectively? Because it sounds like, again, there's a whole science to this, obviously, which is, that's in the title of your job there, the data science. So tell me how a credit union can really leverage this to their benefit.
So they can leverage it. There's actually, generally, what we provide is, what they're going to leverage is this information that comes out of these models, which is by member. We're basically building out the audience saying, okay, you're looking for a retention campaign. We're going to give you, based on past performance and members that have left your credit union, these are ones most likely to leave the next 4 to 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And this is who you can target. And then you can go further. You can slice and dice that by demographics,
mm-hmm.
age groups, average balances, even the types of transaction. Maybe you want to target digital banking fans who that's literally all they do is online, mobile, and that's how they connect with the credit union. Well, you also want to be able to connect with them in the right manner, what we call channels. So it's important to understand that. And that is a lot of what the credit unions can leverage out of this is there are learnings of understanding how to build these marketing campaigns, these targeted marketing campaigns,
mm-hmm.
and not have to think about that. Let's them focus on what am I trying to do as a business? I'm trying to, it's less expensive to retain members than it is to go out and get new ones.
Completely.
So that's where knowing your customer base is very helpful in building out these campaigns for retention, mm-hmm. which goes with our attrition model, or next best product, where we can predict based on 3 years worth of data, what are the next two products that your member is most likely to buy?
Yeah.
And then you can target specifically to them. You can break it down even further. And that's where you can go into channels based on transaction volume, demographics, things of that nature.
Gotcha. I think I can guess cryptocurrency services might be something on the horizon for a lot of folks. I'm just throwing that one out there. I'm just kidding. But I think I
know, but
that's on the horizon.
Crypto and digital banking is, it's huge and it's getting a lot of interest. So
completely.
One of the things we're focusing on is, this is our base three models that we have. So I'll talk a little bit about that real quick.
Sure.
We have three models. One is just called persona. And essentially, that's when we go in fresh into a credit union. And we pull in a lot of information so that we can help the credit union understand their member base. And by that, what we do is we develop 10 personas. They range from low engagement to high engagement. Mm-hmm. We apply attrition scores so that you can see attrition being, hey, who's likely to stay with the credit union and who's not? And then we rank it and then that gets a scoring. So you can see your member base that way. And also, again, with next best product, we're looking back and we're saying, okay, based on your member base, here's where we predict you're likely to sell product.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will help them develop these targeted marketing campaigns.
Got it. Yeah. I'm sure there's a myriad of examples of kind of like real world usage. Do you have any another one or something that you want to share that this can be used for credit unions?
Sure. Absolutely. So one of the things we're working right now, so we have a dev partner working with us on all three models, it's personas. And then we have another model called attrition. Mm-hmm. And I'll actually show that in a minute, what they are, attrition. And then we have next best product. And then we have some future models that we're working on. I mentioned I was in a planning session for the next quarter, and we have a lot of really exciting stuff coming up in terms of our models, and you can see the extension of what we're doing. So we started off with persona, so you can get a look into your member base,
mm-hmm.
and understand who that is.
Yep.
And then we provide attrition, so a model on top of that you can package with that to help build out any retention campaigns. Maybe you want to keep and retain your medium engagement members and maybe move them to high engagement. There's identify those first, and then you can go to the next model, which would be next best product, and say, mm-hmm. okay, for those highly engaged members or for those medium engaged members, you want to move to highly engaged.
Yeah.
Here's some products and services that we can sell to them. And these are the two most likely that they'll engage with the credit union and they will purchase. So real world examples, we're working with the dev partner right now, and we're going through campaigns and working our way towards the campaign. So this whole idea of we work with them, we bring in the data, we talk about the data, we run it through our algorithms, we develop the model. We've gone through all of that. Now we're working on the dashboard that produces the information for the credit union. So that right now is the last step before we start to run a campaign. We want campaigns to be successful. This is not shelfware. We want you to use this.
Yeah.
We will engage and work with you. We give our clients 2 hours a month so that we can Make sure the data gets synced up again every month, so you're not working with stale data.
Yeah,
it could be quarterly. It really depends on the credit union and what where we're at with targeted marketing campaigns. We are we have run several campaigns with our on-prem version, so we've re-engineered all but one of our models into the cloud, and in the next quarter, we're working on getting the last one in. And I'll talk about those future models in a second.
Okay.
But essentially, that's what we're trying to do, is get these, work with these credit unions as we sign on for the cloud and do the same process where we get in, understand your member base. Now let's talk about, you know, some are a little bit further along. They have a Power BI team. So they kind of have an idea a little bit about their member base.
Mm-hmm.
This information gives them more. So they can start thinking about, okay, here are specifically who we want to target, what sort of campaigns we want to run.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
And so we can work with someone who's more engaged and has that team that has started their data journey and started maybe working on descriptive analytics, maybe historical and transactional reporting. So then it's just a small step to jump into the predictive arena and start utilizing this data in their BI reporting. Or we could go with a credit union that's never used any of this stuff, doesn't even know where to begin.
Oh, wow.
That's where we can start first with, okay, we walk them through this process and we talk about, let's start with the retention campaigns and what you're looking for to retain. Or we can go, you know, you want to focus on loans, car loans, personal loans, things of that nature. That's where you're getting your, how you grow your revenue best. So let's start looking at next best product. We'll quickly go through that, attrition and personas model, but then we'll talk about next best product for each member and help them understand, this is how we can work with you on building out your first campaign. Let's run it. Let's do some A/B testing. Let's do various techniques so the credit unions can see when they bought our models, we work with them and we even tell them how it performs, how efficient it is. There's a whole science, what we call lift chart, where it's like a bell curve. And essentially what you're looking for is a steep bell curve, like a staircase, where we catch most of the predictions earlier on. That means faster timing and it's more accurate. And so we can say that till the cows come home. That doesn't mean anything until you run a targeted campaign.
Yeah.
Run a targeted campaign using this information, and let's see what you got. We can look at transactional data. We can look at your member counts. We keep histories of, even as your members move through personas, hopefully low to high engagement, we can share all that stuff. We can show you how to use that information so you can see that using the insights from these models, how it helps you either build your member base, build up your product sales, all of that. When we talk about future trends, we're looking at a couple of models that extend all that information. And I'm going to show you a slide real quick. I'll share just real quick what I'm talking about. There we are. So I talked a little bit about member personas. I said, you know, basically we're clustering these members and we're looking at it from transactions, looking at it from channel usage, all sorts of different things. We throw in demographics and this engagement score. Talk a little bit about the next best product, where we're bringing in, we do a propensity scoring, which is basically how likely is it that a customer will buy this product or service that the credit union offers. Same thing for attrition. But one of the other things we're looking at, and that I was just working with planning on, is we have another exciting one called member lifetime value. And this is where you can quantify your members and determine your future value that we think you're going to get from them.
Oh, that's cool.
And this coupled with share of wallet, which is one of the others we're looking at.
Yeah.
We can look at, this is where we start to bring in third party data.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see for each member, this is the type of revenue, or this is the type of income that member's bringing in, and this is your share of it. And then we can go further with down to, these are, you know, this is a multi-bank customer who has maybe deposit sharing and CDs and things of that nature at this bank, not at yours. So then you get to see opportunities.
Yeah, no doubt.
But this is where share of wallet comes in. Member lifetime gets you quantify your members and who you want to focus on. We also have next best action.
Yeah, I was just looking at that one.
Next best action is an extension for next best product. And this is where we're talking about prescribing. So next best product, we can predict the next two products are most likely to buy. With next best action, we now go further and we say, okay, here's sort of the channels that you should focus on for this particular member. Like I said, when we're talking about either age groups or channel usage, these are the type of offers. That's where we go back to next best product. Mm-hmm. And this is the timing for incentivizing those members. And we did it through onboarding, indirect loans. And so that's going to be what next best action will provide. Oh. And then finally, we have member risk score, which basically goes through if they have a loan with the credit union, we can predict based on history, who's likely to become delinquent on a payment. And we'll see the early signs of that.
Yeah.
And the credit union can then work with that member to avoid any delinquency charges or what's going on. So this will be huge. This helps with, accounts receivable and everything that you need to worry about mm-hmm. as you're recognizing mm-hmm. your income, your revenue. So these are our future models that we're working on, hopefully in the next 3 months, and should have some more information towards November, December, okay. and start selling this stuff in the first quarter of 2023.
All right, just in time for the holidays. All right, good
just
timing,
in time for
guys.
The holidays. And we are, and again, as you can see, we're sort of looking at, we're extending the customer information. You're really getting with member personas. You got to understand the basics about your member base. With member lifetime, now you're getting a little bit more about future value, share of wallet. Now you're going to see, okay, where am I in the context of this member in terms of what we do,
that's
and then so on and so forth. So this is kind of where we're headed, what we're working in the next quarter. It's exciting stuff. All of it's going to be cloud-based and very exciting stuff coming even beyond that.
No doubt.
I can't share it right now. This is me sort of dreaming stuff up and working with the dev teams and our infrastructure and our user portal. And having these planning meetings where I can share my ideas and kind of see what involvement, what effort are we talking about as I start to understand this. And then, of course, once I have an idea, then it's easy to run to sales and marketing and start talking through, hey, look, these are our new offerings. Let's talk about how we're going to present this and get ourselves ahead of it.
Well, as you're talking, Jeff, and real quickly here, so this is such a deep dive here, and it's the potential and the sky's the limit, all the cliches and all the buzzwords. I mean, it's like you said, I mean, I can see the passion on your face. You're really excited about this stuff, and you should be, and Creighton should be as well. So I want to look at the kind of the 64,000 foot level picture here, just real quickly here. Why is this stuff so important for credit unions today? I mean, I think we both know the answer, but I just want to get your take on it.
So what this is predictive analytics is, and specifically, when we talk about machine learning and using AI, this is taking a lot of the guesswork out of who you're going to target to grow your revenue, who you're going to do to keep your member base.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the biggest points I can say for the credit unions is using predictive analytics is going to help you and eliminate all of the manual work, surveys that have been done in the past, guesswork on your member base. This removes a lot of it and gets down to data,
mm-hmm.
data and facts, things that are, whether you like it or not, that is your member base. Whether you like it or not, this is selling or this is not selling, or here's where you're at with your products and services. So for the credit unions, this is big. It takes a lot of the work out, a lot of the infrastructure and the setup. And really, it comes down to collaborating with Trellant on building your model and then monthly visits just to say, how are we doing? How are your campaigns going? That sort of thing. At the highest level, it's providing service to the credit unions to make them better and provide better services to their members. And that's what's exciting about all this.
Oh, of course.
I can literally see this as we start to go through campaigns and work and see the results. I start to see the results of what we've done, and it's exciting. And I want to sell more to credit unions. I want more people to use these products and understand. In addition, I don't have descriptive analytics, which is more like historical and current reporting, but those things too can intertwine with what we're doing with predictive. So it's a great offering we have at Trellance in terms of, our descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics.
It's amazing how far we've come with data analytics in such a short time. And like you said, it's going to be even more amazing how far we're going to go with this type of stuff in such a short amount of time. So, and only you know that right now, Jeff, but so it's really cool what's on the horizon for credit unions and what you guys are going to be providing them. So anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, we could probably talk another couple of hours on predictive analytics, I'm sure, but no, you have a job to do.
I think we covered it. I think we got it covered.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Again, this topic, predictive analytics just in general, just is so fascinating, and how we can anticipate. And your members are going to notice that as well. It's like, hey, I just heard a saying a month or so ago, show me that you know me. And predictive analytics, I think, really defines that, right? So.
Oh, that's a great, yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Show me, you know me. And predictive analytics really, really exemplifies that. So, all right, Jeff, well, I'm going to let you get back to work because you have a lot on your plate, but thank you so much for your time today. This is fascinating stuff. So I'm really excited for both Trellance and credit unions on what the future holds. So it's really good stuff.
Thank you.